This is the FM Gold channel of All India Radio. In the program News Analysis, now we bring you a discussion on development projects in Odisha and Chhattisgarh. The participants are Shekhar Iyer, political analyst, and K.V. Prasad, journalist.
The Prime Minister today launched a series of projects in Odisha and Chhattisgarh. In a day-long program, the Prime Minister, of course, first went to Odisha, where he laid the foundation stone for the revival of the Talcher fertilizer plant, and of course also dedicate the Dulangana coal mining project of NTPC in the Sundargarh district, dedicated a new railway line of Mahanadi coal fields between Jharsuguda, Sardega, an airport at Jharsuguda, which of course is part of the Udan connectivity project that the government of India has started. And of course in Chhattisgarh, there were third railway line between Bilaspur and Anuppur, and two national highway projects in Bilaspur. Now, Shekhar, both these states are obviously headed for elections. Chhattisgarh first in terms of the state assembly, and Odisha will be sometimes next year along with the Lok Sabha elections. The state goes to polls. That being the backdrop, the fact that this project of Talcher in particular, if one were to look at it, the Prime Minister mentioned revival was pending for a pretty long time, and now this 13,000 crore project has been revived, and it will not only create jobs, it will also add to the economy, because India will have lesser dependence on imports for its urea and other demands. And the best thing is, he did mention that in 36 months the project would be complete, and he will be back to make sure that the project is on stream. First and foremost, what do you make of the projects and the entire thing, the infrastructure building that the government of India is pushing forward?
Yes, Mr. Prasad, this is a very important project that was launched, the revival of the Talcher fertilizer plant. It has been a very old plant, but then there was a crying need for changing the technology, bringing in more modern technology, so that the output would go up, as well as the whole thing can be more put to optimum use. So the government has decided to push in about 1300 crores, which is a very huge amount, and production from this will increase the total availability of fertilizer in the country, and it will be done in 36 months. And in terms of employment, it is likely to generate at least a direct employment for more than 4,500 people in that area. And apart from the fact that Talcher, in fact, is known for two things. One is the thermal power plant and now this fertilizer plant. And by modernizing this project, the Odisha itself will face in terms of, you know, utilization of potential of Odisha as well as development of that region. And Talcher is also connected to Paradip port, so some of the fertilizer can also be exported. And it will improve the overall employment generation in that area. And Odisha has been rich in mineral resources, whether it is aluminium, phosphate, or whether it is coal. And the whole thing is that, you know, these exploitment of these resources also requires a new technology. That is the biggest thing now, because some of these plants have been more than 2 decades old, some of them are 3 decades old. So they all require technology upgrades, and that requires fresh central assistance and central investment. So today's launching of these projects by themselves are very important. Of course, you mentioned that elections are coming. Odisha goes to poll along with Lok Sabha elections, and Chhattisgarh faces elections in end of this year. So these are by themselves very significant, and particularly in Chhattisgarh, where the Prime Minister spoke about the story of Chhattisgarh itself, where we have seen when the state was created, then there was election, you had a Congress government, and subsequent to that, the BJP has been in power for the last almost for 3 terms now. So Chhattisgarh also had the problem of left-wing extremism. And we have seen how the state government under Dr. Raman Singh as the Chief Minister has been combating the problems of poverty and this alienation of tribals caused by this left-wing extremism. Both have been tackled for quite some time, and today there are results to see, because Chhattisgarh progress has been quite impressive in terms of tackling the poverty as well as in terms of other things. It's a state where Raman Singh launched this, that's why he was known as Chawal Baba. So several schemes were launched through the public distribution system, including distribution of salt. So thereby, Chhattisgarh is a very good case where a new state has been able to slowly make its mark.
And considering the fact that Mr. Raman Singh has kept a lower profile in terms of his work, and he has allowed his work to speak for the state and the people, and you mentioned that whether it is salt or rice, the basic thing which go on to add to the nutritional thing, and remember, a large portion of people in Chhattisgarh come from tribal background, so you know they have inherently at a disadvantageous position when it came fruits of development not reaching at the point of time, because if you look at the history, it was the part of the undivided Madhya Pradesh, and then gradually changed. And as you mentioned, I think the Prime Minister also mentioned during a rally today in Chhattisgarh, that is during Atal Bihari Vajpayee's time, the three states were created and Chhattisgarh came into operation. And since then, it has seen progress at a faster clip under the government of Mr. Raman Singh. Dr. Raman Singh in particular has worked for it. But Shekhar, of course, there are these two highway projects that will add to the infrastructure and ability, because it connects Bilaspur, one of the big towns of Chhattisgarh, to Partharpur and Sargon. And these are two national highways, a four-lane projects. And then, of course, the Bilaspur-Anuppur third railway line, which will also add to the railway capacity of the state. But if I were to take you to the Talcher plant in particular, where you mentioned, the Prime Minister did mention today in his speech in Talcher, he mentioned the fact that India has Navratans, Maharatnans, Ratans in terms of public sector undertakings, but somehow we've allowed them to not take benefits out of it. And this technology which has now been adopted is the coal gasification, and this technology will be new and allows. And he mentioned particular that now onwards, the gas which India had to import, or urea which India had to import, will now be freer and we can produce them in our own country. And that, in other words, saves foreign exchange, generates employment. Directly, you said that 4,500 people, and indirectly, the fruits of development will reach to many more.
Yeah, this government came with the idea of neem coating of fertilizer, you see, and that has also prevented that misuse of fertilizer because...
Or diversion for other purposes.
Particularly the subsidy, because there is a lot of subsidies given to fertilizer manufacturers who are willing to produce more than their given capacity. And that has to be given to the farmers. But there was a trend where these fertilizers were diverted for other purposes and subsidy was being claimed. By specifically neem coating it, it can be used only by the farmers. So that is in a way ensured that the central money is not, you know, taken away by others, and it goes to the person whom it is intended. And the other part, the import of fertilizers, and along with encouraging farmers to go for a more scientific use of fertilizers by having the soil health card, so that the farmer uses the fertilizer actually needed in his plot, rather than, you know, indiscriminate use of fertilizer. And today, when the trend is, you know, when people are talking of organic way of farming, where you leave it to the nature to provide the nutrients which is needed for any crop. That is on one hand. And the other is, okay, there are organic farming, maybe sometimes is considered a very elite concept, because when we need to meet this gap, now the trend is to make farmers shift from cereals to pulses or to oil seeds. So those would require some kind of a special use of fertilizers. So more and more scientific application of fertilizers as well as seeds, those all go for more technologies needed, so that our farmers are assisted in specific way and in a particular way, so that their output goes up and they exactly produce for which there is demand.
And that's, I think, if you look at the larger picture, though not exactly connected to the projects which have been launched today, is the marketing of the e-mandis or the e-NAM, which their government has started, the irrigation, micro-irrigation. The whole idea is to address the issues of farm and farming community in a more scientific manner, so that, as you said, more is derived from the same thing, and there is no exploitative use of the land beyond required means, because there are many parts of the country where we are facing either the soil has been, as you mentioned, indiscriminately used, or water tables have gone down because of overdrying of water, and so on and so forth. But if you look at the projects that also have come up, as today the Prime Minister gave up a different railway line in the Mahanadi coal fields between Jharasgura and Sardega. Now this is a 53 kilometer line which can be used also for passenger traffic, and this also the Dulagna coal mining in NTPCs, which obviously will go towards renovation of the areas. This adds to the momentum of development, and that's again, Odisha is among the states which the lack of development or development has not kept with pace with what is required to bring people at par with the living standards that are going up in other parts of the country.
Yeah, and Odisha's case has been, you know, basically Odisha is, you have the Western Odisha, which is more mineral rich and where the tribals live and which has been wanting greater developmental help and assistance. Then you have the coastal Odisha. Coastal Odisha is essentially more agriculture oriented, and where you need this agriculture push. By these kind of projects, where you, whether it's a rail link or whether it's a fertilizer plant or whether it is development of port facilities, see, all these things add to the potential of Odisha, because Odisha is one of the richest mineral states where several minerals are available, but at the same time need to keep an ecological balance. Has seen that wherever is possible, you incentives for utilizing these mineral resources. Side by side, keeping in mind the kind of development that the tribals need, has seen, you know, several decisions, both by the state government and the central government, and package so that the best is got out of the Odisha's minerals At the same time, the interests of the tribals are kept in mind.
Yeah, because this is an issue which have been policy planners and everybody, both in India and abroad, have been talking about, also working about, as to while you go in for mining, how do you do not displace the people who stay nearby, and especially the tribals, as you mentioned. This is the human aspect of, while you have to take advantage of the minerals and the rich minerals that is available, but how about the larger displacement that it causes when mining comes in? I think there's a social aspect to the entire thing and human aspect to it. And as you point out, you have to strike the right balance.
And the Prime Minister today, when he was speaking in Orissa also, he was particularly mentioning how his government has taken care to ensure that whatever funds that are released from the centre, they are spent in a proper way, in a transparent manner. And he recalled what the former Prime Minister Rajiv Gandhi had said, you know, when a rupee travels from New Delhi, by the time it reaches, it's hardly 15 paise. So therefore, the Prime Minister said, we are much more careful and we are ensuring that the development is done, it is, and the funds are earmarked for the purposes it is spent. And when it is spent also, there is some kind of efforts to see that they are not siphoned off. Because this is a worrisome aspect to the development story. So the Prime Minister said that a lot of things have happened, you know, whether it is Ujjwala scheme, whether it is Ujjala scheme, or whether it is various other things that this government has launched through various flagship programs.
And of course, I think one of the most interesting aspects has been the airport at Jharsuguda. Now, this is, and the Prime Minister in his tweet today said that this airport in Jharsuguda is well located to serve the needs of the people of Odisha. This is going to be the second airport in the state. While being happy this airport is opening, we also need to wonder why it took so many years for a second airport in Odisha. This is the Prime Minister's tweet as he landed in Odisha before the inauguration. And on his part, the Civil Aviation Minister Suresh Prabhu in his tweet says, looking forward to attending the inauguration, obviously this was before the event, of the upgraded Jharsuguda Airport, Odisha. The airport developed under UDAN will put Western Odisha on the aviation map and will become the state's second airport. Now, just a little bit of detail. The airport is set to give Odisha a major infrastructure boost. And of course, after the inauguration, this is the first airport, the western part of Odisha. And the entire project has been developed at the cost of ₹210 crores and expected to handle a capacity of 300 air passengers during peak hours. Now, UDAN, the Ude Desh Ka Naam Agri, is one of the pet projects of the Prime Minister, who wants that air travel be as affordable for those who travel by buses and railways in comfort, because his famous saying is, those who wear Hawaii chappals can also travel in Hawaii Jahaj.
Yeah, I would like to add here, Mr. Prasad, the fact that the Odisha, you know, is such a big state, it has got only one airport, which is Bhubaneswar, which is located in the coastal side. And the large parts of western Odisha are not connected. So for anybody, say, from Rourkela or Sambalpur, from that part of Sundargarh district, or for them, the nearest airport is, they have to go to Tatanagar, you know, to take a flight. Otherwise, they have to have come all the way to Bhubaneswar to take a flight. Now, this Jharsuguda is a very important development, opening up of this airport, because it's basically an airfield which is being upgraded to provide the facilities. You know, from Jharsuguda will connect Rourkela, Sambalpur, the entire western Odisha gets a year. Otherwise, often people at these places used to either go to Ranchi to take a flight or travel all the way to Calcutta to, you know, get a connection. And so this is opening up that region, and when you have an airport, the connectivity improves. When there is a connectivity, it will bring more business interest there. So I think this is a very, very important development, and very fact that this UDAN was part of the central government's proposal, where more and more feeder services are, you know, taken up by airlines.
The tier 2 and tier 3 cities in place.
And those interior areas are better connected.
And the infrastructure existed in the form of airfields or mini aerodromes, which were either in a state of disuse or state of less use. And I think here the infrastructure is with slight upgradation and with the ability of people to spend when they need to travel and faster connectivity. And in fact, this airport will provide connectivity to Bhubaneswar, which is the capital city, Raipur in Chhattisgarh, and also Ranchi, which again is in Jharkhand. So three different states will get connected, and those in turn will get a larger connectivity. I think overall this project does lead towards the greater inclusive development that the government has been talking of, Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas. I think this is a portion of that. Thank you very much for talking to us.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on development projects in Odisha and Chhattisgarh. The participants were Shekhar Iyer, political analyst, and K.V. Prasad, journalist. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of All India Radio. This program is also available on our website, newsonair.nic.in. You may email opinion about this program at airnsttalks@gmail.com.